Michael Vick is back with a vengeance. The Philadelphia Eagles quarterback threw four touchdown passes last night and ran for two more as his team routed the Washington Redskins 59-28. It's an astonishing turnaround for a pro athlete who missed two full seasons and was not long ago considered past his prime. But things get complicated when you remember why Vick missed those two seasons. He served a year and a half in federal prison for running a dogfighting operation. So Philly fans and football fans nationwide have had to make a choice. Consider Vic redeemed, a true inspiration, and root for him, or gnash your teeth and turn off the TV. We're going to talk about this with Sam Dinellan. He's a sports columnist with the Philadelphia Daily News. And first, Sam, just how outrageously great was Michael Vick last night?
Melissa, I don't think I've ever seen it like that. There were times where the other team was so bewitched by his running ability that they just kind of stayed in, almost frozen in place, trying to figure out whether he's going to throw it to the guy they were covering or whether he's going to run at them. And they he just, the speed, the oozing through people is just, it's almost like watching it, like somebody be a ghost through bodies. I mean, it was about as dominating as I think you can possibly play at the pro level.
Well, Sam, here's the thing, though. How, when you were watching the game last night, knowing what you know about his history and the animal torture that he was responsible for, how squeamish were you watching him do these great things?
I'm doing what you just did to me in context all the time. I'm dealing with the context of it. He is the ultimate modern sports dilemma. And you also are doubting whether his repentance is sincere or not, or whether it's generated by the desire to make more money and pay off his creditors and such. So it is a very hard thing to be for a casual fan, because I think a casual fan needs the hero to be virtuous as well as a victor.
Let me run by you something that Sally Jenkins, the sports columnist, wrote in the Washington Post about this sort of dilemma you're talking about. She says, somehow Vic has overcome my deep suspicion. Sucker, I tell myself furiously.
Yep. He hasn't overcome that for me. I've been around too many of these guys. I tell the story all the time that when Lenny Dykstra patrolled center field here in Philadelphia, people wanted him to be the character that they saw out on the field. And they would ask me about him, and I would describe him in very inglorious terms. Mm. And at the end of it all, they would say, but he's a good guy, right?
You know, they don't want to believe.
Yeah, virtue and victory are very, in sports, it's always been, you know, going back to Babe Ruth, we want to be charmed. Even their ruffian natures sometimes are portrayed in a more charming light. So if you saw the pictures, if you are an animal lover, if you are a human being, it is a hard, hard thing to get over. And right now, if you stand in front of Michael Vick, you are impressed by the words out of his mouth. You are impressed that he goes to schools and says, you know, I'm not that guy anymore, and what I did is unconscionable. You want to believe it. Just as Sally said, you want to believe it. I think, though, you are a sucker if you believe it too soon.
Do you get a sense of what Eagles fans are thinking, feeling, saying today? I mean, is it just diehard support, or are people sharing this ambivalence that you're talking about?
People are sharing the ambivalence. I mean, we have beaten this subject to death. He's not just been here this year. He came last year and wasn't even a significant player, which made the debate on why we have this guy around even a stronger one. And many people wanted them to cut ties with him in the spring, the same people right now that are elated, I am sure, that they did not.
Well, Sam Dinellan, it's good to talk to you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Sam Dinellan is a sports columnist for the Philadelphia Daily News.